Hello. As always, Masha tells her stories and welcomes you to the 15th episode of the podcast Film Grazia Artis, or just film if shortly. Here I share tales that inspire and reveal unique experiences of creators, makers, and lovers of all kinds. I hope you find this program interesting and encouraging, whether you practice art or enjoy learning about other people's creative dormancy and gaps in their CV that occur usually due to many circumstances. A gap in artist's CV can serve several psychological and creative purposes, even if it may seem like a weakness on paper. It might reflect or achieve on a deeper level not obvious at a glance. Just as fields need to lie fallow to regain fertility, artists often need time away from producing or exhibiting work, a time for creative regeneration. A gap may signal a period of rest, experimentation, or internal growth, essential for avoiding burnout and deepening one's practice. The pause might be a time of redefining one's artistic direction, values, or medium. Stepping back allows the artist to reassess who they are without the pressure of public validation. Some may find healing or recovery while using gaps to deal with emotional, physical, or psychological challenges, trauma, grief, depression, or even identity crises. These moments can later shape more profound and authentic work. Stepping back can be a quiet act of rebellion, an intentional refusal to bow to the relentless demands of constant productivity. In a system that pressures us to monetize every moment to remain visible, choosing slowness becomes a form of resistance. For someone committed to a conscious, authentic path, this pause can be challenging, because true art requires time, agency, and the freedom to create on one's own terms. Time of research and exploration also makes voices calmer, especially when an artist dives into reading, traveling, learning, or experiments, gathering fuel for future work that isn't yet ready for exhibition. For some, a gap represents a period of transformation, a time when life storms, rain, and sunlight are absorbed and integrated. It's a space where an artist leaves their art quietly through parenting, caregiving, spiritual practice, or community involvement. Though this kind of experience may not show up on CV, it often adds profound depth to their creative voice. A CV gap in an artist's life might seem like inactivity from the outside, but its psychological meaning shouldn't be overlooked. Whether intentional or unexpected, these pauses often carry deep creative and emotional significance. Beneath the surface, they can mark quiet yet powerful periods of inner growth and transformation. In a culture that equates productivity with worth, not producing can be a radical act. Choosing not to participate in the endless hustle of exhibitions or commissions may reflect a deliberate break from market-driven pressure, a reclaiming of integrity and intention to grow. A constant process of creating can be draining. A pause gives the mind and body space to recharge, accompanying times when an artist steps back to ask deeper questions and reflect. What does my work mean now? Who am I creating for? Am I still aligned with my original vision? This kind of introspection isn't always visible in a portfolio, but it's essential to create authenticity. These quiet periods are always unseen for the wide audience, since they harbor the deepest creative shifts. Ideas simmer, new influences arrive, materials speak in new ways. Like roots growing underground, this unseen development is what later makes the visible work more powerful and personal. It's not about emptiness, it's about fertile silence. A time when the artist is living, learning, healing, or evolving. Often it's not a break from art, but a return to it on deeper, more authentic terms. Experiencing a pause in your creative journey is never easy, especially when it stems from deep pain like war, betrayal, disillusionment, dictatorship, or censorship. Yet, within this difficult space, quiet healing and transformation can begin to take root. It's rarely a clear or fast process, but over time, these breaks can become turning points for deep inner change. There is a widely known quotation: sometimes art stops not because you failed, but because something in you is asking to be heard first. Accept that this numbness is a veiled response to trauma or pressure from the outside. You're not broken, you're responding to overwhelming reality. Creativity often retreats when survival takes over. Give yourself permission not to produce. Rest is a part of the cycle. Then slightly move back and forth. Low-pressure acts like painting, slow stitching, reading, writing or journaling that reconnect you with your hands and senses and evoke fragments of thoughts that have been silent for too long. Periods of creative silence are not empty, they are gestational. You are still processing, still seeing, still becoming. Try reflecting through non-verbal forms without needing to shape them into finished work. They reclaim your voice and give it safe place and build your motivation. If the voice comes out, let what needs to be said come through, even if it's fragmented, raw, or different from your past work. This break or muteness isn't a void, it's a scared but sacred chapter. What you've endured is a part of your voice now. Even if no one else sees it worth, you can carry something essential forward: insight, resilience, and a deeper empathy that will shape future work in powerful ways. If you ever feel stuck between silence and expression, try asking yourself, what do I need to say that I don't yet have words or images for? Who am I becoming this quiet? Can I make art that simply says, I'm still here? As I bring this topic to the audience, I also quietly acknowledge some deep truths for myself. A significant part of my former creative practice feels absent right now. In response, I find it gradually shifting toward the theoretical and reflective, exploring the history, philosophy, anthropology, and psychology of textile and fiber art, without creating as many material things as I did before. This shift comes during a time of emotional numbness, shaped by both societal and global upheavals. Now and then, I see many others going through similar experiences, struggling to find the energy to continue with what they once loved. Painting, embroidery, poetry, pottery, stained glass, all these and many more practices can start to feel pointless or irrelevant, especially when the world around us is changing so rapidly and the context feels so uncertain. Time like this often stir up deep questions about self-worth. It can feel as though we are meant to stop creating and turn our hands to something entirely different or more practical. And while our hands may find others tasks to do, the harder question remains, what do we do with our spirit and inner world? This very question became a powerful turning point for many of us. Not an exception was an American fiber artist, Leonard Tony, whose career was marked by intentional pauses. These were not breaks due to external crisis or burnout, but chosen retreats, spaces in which she could reflect, study and grow. Rather than constantly producing for exhibitions or public recognition, she gave herself time to engage in reading, meditation, spiritual practice, and introspective journaling. She often described these private periods as necessary for tapping into something larger than herself, that she called the invisible world, and bringing that depth into her work. For Tony, solitude wasn't isolation, it was cultivation. In her long periods away from public life, she wasn't inactive, she was preparing, transforming. These times shaped the emotional and symbolic depth that came to define her mature work. Her practice reminds us that quiet and retreat can be not only healing, but profoundly productive in invisible foundational ways. She shows us that artistic voice can be nurtured in silence, and the stepping away isn't necessarily a loss, but often a return to essence. There is also a rather bright figure of Ewa Kurluk, a Polish artist, a pioneer of textile installation, painter, photographer, art historian, novelist, and poet. She is known for her large-scale fabric installations, ghostly, often white cotton or muslin pieces, drawn with delicate human figures. Her early years were shaped by the trauma of war, since she was born shortly after the World War II to Holocaust survivors. Her work reflects themes of absence, fragility, and memory. Then creative path was interrupted by political repression in communist Poland and exile. Kurluk experienced multiple artistic pauses during societal and political instability in Poland, including censorship and restrictions on exhibiting. During her time in exile, she turned inward, focusing on writing and silent reflection. Her return to textiles became a deeply personal, almost sacred act. Her installations serve as memory spaces for survival, loss, and self-reflection. creative processes are often impacted not just by politics, but also by religion and global conflict. These forces can disrupt, silence, or reshape artistic expressions in powerful and sometimes painful ways. So it happened with the next hero. Aisha Khalid blends traditional textile techniques like Mughal miniature painting and needlework with powerful political commentary. At times, her work has been challenged or censored for its subtle critique of gender and power. In response, Khalid has leaned into symbolic, meditative forms, often using embroidery, piercing, and folding of fabrics as a way to express inner resistance and spiritual endurance. Her hand-inserted pins and repetitive techniques echo meditation, transforming labor into a hypnotic act, while Khalid experiences cultural tension and censorship. The delicate front-facing images, juxtaposed with threatening backsides, mirror the coexistence of vulnerability and inner power. Aisha's practice reflects the balancing act of walking under surveillance while staying connected to inner truth. Through textile art, she resists censorship and conflict, not with protest but with soft, material poetics, where art offers spaces of reflection on gender, geopolitics, and spirituality sustained by a quiet but fierce inner resolve. Even without the weight of direct political or societal pressures, one can still feel overwhelmed by the fast pace of modern life, especially the constant flow of communication, social media, and digital noise. This was the case of Noe Korimoto, who experienced a significant creative pause. Rather than forcing a return, she found renewal by turning back to the elemental clay, water, and fire after feeling increasingly consumed and exhausted by screen-based life and digital culture which coincided with the entering parenthood. Her connection with these grounding materials became a quiet but powerful way back to the artistic voice after a huge pause. Kurimoto's workspace in East London is deliberately minimal. She usually clears space both physically and mentally. This practice of letting go of completed pieces helps prevent attachment and invites fresh creative energy flow, which reflects an essential aspect of her pause. She stopped clinging to identity tied to past works, creating mental space for new directions. Artist's inner stillness is powerful. It gives place for pauses that may be great preparation for a future step and true art. Thus, Rainer Maria Rilke, an Austrian poet and an author, in his letters to Jan Poet, famously encouraged leaving the questions, urging patience during periods of silence and uncertainty. He believed deep creation could only come from inner ripening that takes time and solitude. "In this, there is no measuring with time," he wrote. "A year doesn't matter, and 10 years are nothing. To be an artist means not to count, and to ripen like the tree, which does not force its sap and stands confident in the storms of spring. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign language. Don't look for answers now that cannot be given to you, because you would not be able to leave them. And the point is to leave everything. Creative dormancy is not stagnation. It offers languages for inner translations and invites us to trust the unseen becoming. Accept it, and I will be back soon."